You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I don't know what this means, having Ryan Finley and Tyrod Taylor both on the same team. Signing both of those guys. I mean, Ryan Finley is an obvious cut. Should Deshaun be on the team? Tyrod Taylor would be the backup. Ryan Finley, or you could go with three guys. I don't know. We'll see what David Culley and Caserio think about a three quarterback team. But that, I heard a bunch of people. Well, that just means that's it. Deshaun's no. That doesn't mean anything. Ryan Finley is. We've seen Ryan Finley. We know that act. I'm familiar with his work. But man, you want to talk about doing some work. Nick Caserio, holy crap. This dude is he's busier than anybody. He's got an entire roster to overhaul. So that makes a lot of sense. Honestly, from the time he took over to how long before There's 10 names that were with Bill O'Brien. 10 guys. I mean, he's closing in already with 29 new guys, 24 new guys, whatever it is. A ridiculous number that he's now. Now all these guys aren't going to make the team. So just so I mean, let's be clear. Who knows if it's going to be Alex Erickson and Andre Roberts? If Dante Moncrief makes the team. If Justin Britt, Justin McCray, which one, whatever. He's agreeing to a lot. No, you know Malik Collins, they gave him a one-year deal. They gave him a one-year $6 million deal. He'll be here. Jordan Jenkins, they just picked up a two-year $6 million deal that could be worth $8 million. We'll see. Christian Kirksey's $4.5 million. Terrence Mitchell, a two-year deal, $7.5 million. They're going to be around. Desmond King's only here for a year. But there are some of these guys that he's picking up that aren't even going to make the team. Why he gave Cam Johnston, the punter, 3 years, $8 million. But this is going to be the greatest special teams team in NFL history with all the special teams guys that he has signed so far. But this it needed to be done. It was the worst roster in the NFL, and he's doing phase two and phase three work in phase one where the big names are out there, but he's not doing that. They're not in the market for that. I don't know. We'll see whether or not filling in with just a bunch of guys, if that's going to be a big improvement over what you had before. We'll see. But he doesn't have the room. He doesn't have the money. He doesn't have the draft picks. This is what we got. This is what we're going to be. Over the next, let's face it though, hopefully Malik Collins gets back to some of the way he played with the Cowboys. Desmond King, hopefully he's going to be a guy that he has been in the past. Signing a 1 year, $3.5 million deal is just betting on himself. You know, maybe Shaq Lawson will be better than he has been and be able to get some sacks. Although there aren't many guys that are going to get double teamed on that line and open it up for Shaq Lawson.
He's all right. I mean, he's a run player.
Yeah.
You just don't want to pay him too much. You like him on a rookie contract. You don't really like him on a second contract. You know, what they're doing is just they're just trying to get more competitive at different spots. And have you noticed free agency in general? You either get lucky or you just take a one-year deal. It is a wasteland out there for free agents. You saw Will Fuller. He didn't get that money.
No.
He thought it's not out there. And it's definitely not out there for wide receivers. And it doesn't make any sense to take anything other than a 1 year deal because salary cap's going to go back up.
Yep.
So you don't want to take anything beyond a 1 year deal. So this is going to be a really interesting year from a transitional standpoint because I think you're going to have I think the movement is going to be just as hot and heavy next year.
Yeah.
Where teams start looking for their new contracts, or they play another 1 year hoping to get to the big money in 2 years.
Yeah. No, look at Tyrod Taylor, 1 year. Mark Ingram, 1 year. Philip Lindsay, 1 year. Alex Erickson, 1 year. Dante Moncrief, 1 year. Farrell Brown, 1 year. It's guy after guy. So Justin Britt, 1 year.
I need you to explain something to me. Philip Lindsay's a player. He's a good player. Philip Lindsay, why do you have David? Can you cut David Johnson now and not take on any of that contract? Is he cuttable?
No, I think you just redid him so that.
And you're going to have to give him. I don't understand Mark Ingram, David Johnson, and Philip Lindsay. I don't understand that. Those are like three.
Well,
backup.
Ingram is probably the odd man out.
You think?
Yeah.
Why? Because he's better than David Johnson. What are you doing?
I mean, this is a battle of 2016. No question about it.
No, I mean, Mark Ingram had a good year 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And last year he just, you know, I mean, Mark Ingram's better than David Johnson.
Well, we'll see. You know what? And actually, you know, with Tyrod Taylor, I don't know what kind of threat he is to run anymore, but with Taylor, with the offensive line getting better with Marcus Cannon, you know what? You might be able to run the football a little bit with Lindsay and Ingram.
It is weird that Mark
and Johnson.
Mark Ingram only got 72 carries last year. The year before, he had 202 for 1,018 yards and 10 touchdowns.
Well, they really liked Edwards last year.
Yeah, but I mean, they got away from Mark Ingram for a reason,
right?
So you have to wonder about that. He still averaged 4.2 yards a carry, but it's easier to run when you have Lamar Jackson as a threat on the zone read stuff. I think it'll be an interesting battle. Philip Lindsay's a guy who can play on all three downs. He can run it. He can catch it. David Johnson can run and catch. Yeah, Ingram might be the odd man out, but it is like there are some guys. This is just a collection of Brandon Cooks, Randall Cobb, Philip Lindsay, Mark Ingram, David Johnson. It's like other people's players who used to be good. Brandon Cooks can still play. Shaq Lawson. You're not even going to recognize. Next year's team.
No.
You're not even going to, and do you think Deshaun Watson's your starting quarterback?
I said, how long before we get, and you know what? It's probably next offseason. There won't be 10 guys that Bill O'Brien left.
Terrible about Laremy Tunsil, too.
Well, they just redid his deal, too.
Yeah, they had to.
Yeah.
They converted some of it. They knocked his salary cap down, but apparently he didn't always want to practice last year, and from what I was told,
why should he?
The Texans had to kind of make a deal with him to get him to practice.
Really?
Which is the worst thing you can possibly do.
Lance is going Steven Silas right now.
You watch,
thinking about the Texans.
You watch guys bust their asses with other teams and all this stuff. And the Texans have a bunch of guys that you have to like beg to even practice. This has been going on for Will Fuller was like this. Laremy Tunsil now. Jadeveon Clowney was like that. D-Hop. Once you create that culture. Once you start making allowances and everybody wants to, it's
well, Clowney, but that's why allegedly they wanted Clowney and D-Hop out.
Yeah, you know why that? You know why Tampa got rid of Grimes? Tampa got rid of Grimes because Grimes took advantage of the veteran not practicing thing, and they had their rookie corners that they had drafted, especially the kid from Carlton Davis was sitting in the he wanted to sit in the training room the whole time as a freshman. He's, hey, if he's out, I want to sit out too. I got some injuries. He started coming up with injuries, so he didn't have to practice. And they had to get Grimes out of there because if you have a veteran who is not, Larry Fitzgerald always shows the way in Arizona. He's a grinder. He gets after it. He takes days off too, veteran days off. But you never question his work ethic. If you have a tackle that you have to make cut deals with so that he'll practice and you can get him to actually be engaged, that's a terrible sign. That's a terrible sign. I'm telling you, it was a bad for all Bill O'Brien's culture, this and Jack Easterby's culture, this culture, that. I heard about the deal with Omenihu and Carlos Watkins and Russ Blacklock. Suppose that's not a great culture in there along the D line. I've been told that those are guys he was JJ was mentioning when he was not happy, like Blacklock not working, and it's just things have to change. I'm glad they're getting a lot of new guys in here, but these are probably going to be half of them are going to be one and dones. So it's not like you're
no,
you're just it, it's just a part time culture.
No, I just read, and there were a lot more. That Kirksey's a 1 year. I mean, there's guys.
Well, some guys could be re up next year when the money
goes
up.
Yeah. They could be. You know what?
They may not. Hey, it's good for the Texans. They can figure it out.
Or it's going to be holy crap every year. Well, until you get this cap situation figured out, until you start getting some draft picks in here. What a Bill O'Brien! You're an you can't what? I can't be more disgusted with what. You suck too. No, you suck, Bill. That's right. You suck, Bill O'Brien. You suck. You destroyed. No, you destroyed this organization, and Cal let you do it. Basically, Cal destroyed this organization. Congratulations, Cal. Nice job. Well done, sir. 8-12.
You argue with Bill O'Brien. You guys going back and say, yeah, you suck.
No, you suck, Bill O'Brien.
My favorite thing of the 8 o'clock hour so far.
Well, it's only 12 minutes in.
I know, but it's easily the best thing at 8 o'clock.
Del will probably say something inappropriate coming up soon, so we'll
you
see.
You think I'm the one who's going
to? Yeah,
I'm
most likely to, yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Speaking of inappropriate, yeah. Sister Jean will join us at 8:30.
Sister Jean at 8:30.
From Loyola, Chicago. Yeah.
Loyola, Chicago. That's going to happen right here. What's happening right here in the city of Houston is Chastang Ford. Chastang Ford is the number one Ford dealer for commercial truck and fleet sales. They're also all about retail too, though. But here's the deal: you guys that are out there working, I don't care what plumber, HVAC, drywall, any moving company, refrigerated, roofing, restoration, whatever your company is, you need that truck, and they customize it, and they've got every kind of truck that you could possibly want. You've got the flatbeds, the stake beds, the goosenecks, the box vans, mechanic trucks, water tank trucks, every single kind of truck customized to exactly what you need it for. And these are the most experienced guys, the number one commercial dealer in the city of Houston. They know what you need, and they're going to help you out. And you may not know. And what the technology today is unbelievable. And then if you're looking for that car or truck, people out there, most dealerships are going to charge up to $3,000 in unknown add-ons onto your deal. That's not the case at Chastang Ford. They're wonderful people. They just want to get you in that car or truck at the price that you have to be at. That's one of the first things that they'll ask you. I love being part of the Chastang family, and you're going to love it too. I'm telling you, if you're looking for that Ford car or truck, there's only one place to go, Chastang Ford. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, or you can shop online, do everything online at ChastangFord.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:16 on ESPN 97.5. Is there a worse person on the show than Lance, though? No. He's looking for Buddy Boeheim sound to prove that he's kind of...
I found some.
Yeah. Oh, you want to hear Buddy Boeheim?
Sure.
All right, let's hear from Buddy Boeheim.
Earlier in the show, John called him Buddy Buckets, which I took offense to.
It's Buddy Buckets.
Because there's only one Buckets, not Jimmy Buckets. But Lance was more insulting.
A Dougie Buckets.
Well, I just said he just sounded a little bit like a mushroom.
It's not Jimmy Buckets.
That's his nickname. He's the only Buckets that matters.
It's Dougie McBuckets.
Yeah,
is
don't
been,
try to steal.
Yeah, stop it.
It's on Pro Basketball Reference as his nickname. I didn't make it up.
No,
sorry.
It's terrible.
And Doug,
Jimmy
and Doug,
Buckets.
Doug McDermott doesn't do anything, so he doesn't count.
I'm going to throw up.
Make a playoff shot, McDermott. This is Buddy Boeheim, who Lance insulted quite a bit.
I didn't insult.
Yeah, a little bit.
You called him
mushmouth.
Or to yourself.
A little bit of both. I mean, West Virginia is a great defensive team. They're known for their press, and I think we had Marek come bringing it up, and then he got trapped, and then he kind of just threw it away. So I think when that happens and you turn it over once, you kind of start thinking about it a little too much, and we seemed to do that a little, and it was tough for us getting it in. They did a good job denying, and
What's the
issue?
Sounds
like a regular 20-year-old kid to me.
Yeah, what's the issue with him, Lance?
I don't know.
What?
That's fine.
He doesn't like Boeheim for some reason.
Whatever y'all think.
Stop it. I mean,
his range is ridiculous.
Well, in the first half, it was like, oh, okay, slow down. Oh, second half, wow. It's got to be. Listen, when it's the coach's kid, it can be a difficult situation.
Yeah.
Except when he can shoot like that, or Brent Venables' kid putting your trash three-star safety in the national semifinal.
It makes it
very difficult. It's difficult for the play. If the kid can't play, especially, it's difficult for the players because they're like, what the
but
hell?
They're guarding,
daddy boy, is this daddy ball?
They're guarding Boeheim and he still rises up from like 28 feet. Out.
Right. But you know what? They're all going, shoot, buddy, shoot. They're going, yeah, buddy. No, we don't care. That's a horrible shot. Shoot it, buddy, because you make them. So we're okay with the coach's kid. Yeah, we want. Thank God he's on our team. There's a lot of situations that's not the case. So that's something that kid is going to have that has to overcome. And Boeheim talked about it. A lot of people thought, well, he can't play it seriously.
Yeah, but that's over. I mean, everyone knows he can play
that's
now.
That's way over.
Yeah,
that guy's probably going to have a nice NBA career.
I mean, he's a catch and shoot. We'll see, but he is a catch and shoot guy.
Yeah.
He can run off screens, catch and shoot. He's a good player. If you guys, I don't know if you guys want to talk at all about Texas loss to Abilene Christian, the Cougars' victory over Rutgers in the last second, or Baylor, who got off to a quick start against Wisconsin. Wisconsin came back a little bit, and then Baylor got after him again. I'm telling you now Illinois is out. So the one seed in Houston's bracket is gone.
The two seed was almost gone too.
Well, yeah.
But it's still there. Okay. Let me ask you this. Oregon State and Loyola Chicago. What do you think the line is?
I would say Loyola Chicago 4.
Dell, you agree with that?
Yes.
7.
Okay. Yeah, well,
I can see
if
it.
They're the ninth.
I don't know.
That's a little much. But
Oregon State has played great.
But Oregon State played against the Oklahoma State team that's a little spotty. Yeah, they played. But this is, when is Tennessee ever good in the postseason? They always disappoint.
No, that's true. But
this is
they
like
have
Loyola Mary. Loyola Chicago wouldn't even let Illinois even get a shot.
No.
It was a nightmare for them trying to get a look.
Well, and it's the lowest under or over. 126.
What's Houston, Syracuse?
Well, what do you think that line is?
Okay, Houston, Syracuse. I'm going to go Houston 3.5, and I'll go over under is 133.
What do you think, though?
I go Houston -3.
6.5.
Nope. Too much.
It is too
it'll
much.
It'll be 5.
Over under 140.
Too much.
You're going Syracuse under?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Syracuse has scored points in the past, but they're not scoring points on this Houston team like that. And Houston's going
to 140. That's going to be 72-70.
They're going
to
get matched up.
Yeah.
How is that going to happen?
I don't know. Villanova and Baylor. What do you think that line is?
Oh, I would say Baylor probably 6.
Where are you from? Chicago?
This is a Chicago show.
6 o'clock. I mean, 6 minus 6.
6.5.
Yeah.
6.5, 139.
Like same as it was against Wisconsin.
And then Oral Roberts versus Arkansas.
You better put some respect on Arkansas's name. I'm going to go Arkansas 5.
Arkansas 7.
11.5. That's too much. I'm taking Oral Roberts plus 11.5.
Now, they were down double digits in the second half to Florida.
Yeah, and they also won the game.
I got to go look and see. This is usually where the Sweet Six,
Cinderella's. They beat Ohio State.
Who?
Oral Roberts.
I know, but this is usually where the Cinderella starts to struggle a little bit.
Yeah, but Arkansas's good.
Arkansas's good.
They're good. They ain't great, bro.
Arkansas is good.
11.5.
No, that's
the team that just beat.
I would be shocked that those are the actual lines. Let me go check Because those are like, you were given those, right?
Right, Jim. An email. Yeah, no, this is Bet Online. That's Bet Online.
Yeah, so that was the opening line. So let's see where they are now.
Okay.
Let me see where they are now, because I'll bet you they're way off. I bet you it's not that much, because that's crazy. Those numbers don't, some of those numbers don't make any sense. Here's what they currently are, actually in Vegas. Let me get past today's games real quick. By the way, I like Colorado to beat Florida State, and they're a 1.5-point dog. All right. You got Loyola, 7.
7. Baylor 6.5.
Arkansas, 11.
Arkansas, 11.
And Houston, 6.5. 6.5.
That's exactly what we said. Yeah,
that's curious.
Not totally exactly. It was 11.5. Now it's 11. But, seven, yeah. I mean, this is exactly what it is.
Wow.
And 126, 139. Oral Roberts in Arkansas is 159.
See, I wouldn't touch Oregon State, Loyola, Chicago. Loyola, Chicago just looks too good. Baylor, Villanova.
Well, I'm going to take 7 points with Oregon State. I'm going to take Oregon State. I'm going to take 7 points. I mean, I think that's going to be a tough one. This is, again, another, this is where the smaller schools start to fade. This is a Missouri Valley Conference team, who? Loyola Chicago.
No, but Loyola Chicago is not a smaller team. Like you just mentioned, they should have been seeded. Everyone knows they're
seeded. Well, they're 24-4. They were 24-4.
And KenPom had them like they're not a – they've been here before. Look where they were 2 years ago. Last year just happened to be a year they didn't play the tournament.
Yeah.
Was it 2 years ago or 3 years
ago? 3 years ago.
Was it 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Last four. Year, the year before, and then the,
I mean,
yeah,
it's not that. Like this is a Johnny-come-lately squad. They believe in themselves.
This is only the third time that you've got four double-digit seeds in the Sweet 16. Four already, because you got a game tonight with two double-digit seeds.
What was Arkansas?
Arkansas was a 3 or 4? Arkansas was
they're
a
3.
3. Yeah.
How about that? They were a small dog against Tech.
Yeah, 2. It turned out to be 2. Nobody respects Arkansas. They don't respect Arkansas. Nobody respects Arkansas. And yet they're getting a lot more respect than they should in this one, given 11.
Doesn't that make you think that if it's 11 and you think it's crazy that you should play the 11, isn't that what you always think?
Yep, that's the truth. I'm going to tell you what, though.
Except
you give that 11 and it's a 2-point game and you go, what the bleep was I thinking? Oral Roberts beat Ohio State and then Florida. I'm pretty sure they can play against Arkansas if they're beating Ohio State and Florida.
Yeah, one would think.
Dell.
What?
Take the L.
What? For what?
For Florida's
I'm
loss.
I'm not a Florida fan.
Yes, you are.
I hate the Gators.
No, you're a
and
Florida
And now your
guy.
Florida State squad may get beat today, too.
I'm not a Florida State fan.
Apparently you are.
Seems Take like the you guys L, Dell. Miscast me. No, I'm yeah. not. I'm not taking All any right. L's.
So you're a Whitey in How the NCAA am
I?
Tournament.
What? I thought you said Whitey was winning.
What?
This tournament. What are you talking about? All your stuff is confused. In the first segment, like, Whitey's back. What? Now I'm Whitey. I got to take the L. Get your stuff straight.
That's exactly right. See, you're a Whitey in the NCAA tournament.
First of all, I'm not Whitey. And
okay.
you just
no,
told
you're
me.
You're taking the L on it.
And you just told me Whitey was back and finally recovering from all the L's it took. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Exactly.
713-780-3776.
I don't know.
I don't know what.
I don't know what I said.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Mm.
Okay?
You got me.
What? I don't know. What did I say? I told you my sugar level is high today.
You're not a sugar person.
I'm a sugar person right now.
You don't get to say that's because you made a mistake.
Now, who are the top players that we need to be looking at beside Cade Cunningham, who's out, that the Rocket fans need to be looking
gotta
at?
Look,
we're still in a tournament.
Jalen Suggs.
You got to watch Jalen Suggs and Gonzaga.
Okay.
Take
yeah, that.
Mobley at USC, right?
If Cade Cunningham is a consensus one, I want the Rockets to be 2.
Well, you don't have to take him at 1. I mean, Markelle Fultz was the consensus one, and the Celtics were like, nah. Forget about him.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
You know what? Watch Suggs. Well, of course, he's with. This is like Alabama, though. Gonzaga's so much better than everybody. It's like, wait a minute. How's he going to play with the Rockets when they don't have near the talent that Gonzaga does?
Mm.
being drafted at the top by the Rockets, right?
Yeah.
You don't know. You have no idea. But the guy can play. Suggs can just flat out play. They got to finish in the top 4. They got to.
So here's one top 5 right now. By NBA Draft Net, doesn't mean it means more than anything else, but Cade Cunningham, 1. Evan Mobley, the USC big man, at 2. Suggs, 3, Jalen Green, the G Leaguer, at 4, and Kuminga, the G Leaguer, at 5. Those are kind of your consensus. Well, you might want to move them depending on what you think you might need, but that's your consensus top 5.
So that's LeBron, D-Wade, Bosch.
Okay. And the Rockets are picking 2, so they'd be picking Darko in this situation.
Yeah, that's exactly what they'll
Well, whoever said that was obviously a bad take.
And they're all freshmen, by the way. All top 5 would be all freshman players.
Okay,
that's what it is.
If you go to your sophomore year of college, then you suck. You can't be drafted anymore.
I'm just looking at this particular mock draft. Now you have some G Leaguers, but the top 9 would be freshmen. First sophomore you get to is 10.
Who's that?
It's going to be all
Kai Jones, the center from Texas, who, you know, out of the tournament. So you don't get to see him anymore.
No. Wow. Well, that's the world, though. If you can play and you're still in college basketball or the G League after a year, then you can't play.
Then you apparently can't play.
828 ESPN 97.5. Listen, every mattress in our house is a Texas Mattress Maker's mattress. That is a fact. I love you all. We needed to get another bed, but built a room and had to get another bed, and Yuval came through with the best mattress. My daughter is in Oklahoma City, and she's like, "Dad, I need a mattress." I was like, I wonder if I can get Yuval to send it up to her, because the price is unbelievable, people. And the mattress is custom fit just for you. You go in there and you lay on the beds, and you're going to find the perfect bed for you. And Yuval wants you. Lay on the bed. Lay on that bed. See which one is perfect for you. We all got perfect beds for us, and it cannot be better. And you're going to love the Texas Mattress Makers. The way they go about it, handcrafted, custom fitted mattresses, keeping the prices low for you and your family, because he's a manufacturer. You are buying it direct from the manufacturer. He's got 4 locations now. Katy, the Woodlands, East Downtown Houston, or Baybrook. All right here, so he's keeping his prices low. You're looking for that best mattress, perfect for you. TexasMattressMakers.com. That's TexasMattressMakers.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. It's 8:32. So, I don't know if you heard, Loyola Chicago beat Illinois, the number 1 seed, yesterday. Julia, can you come and close this door in here? Somebody left it open. I don't know who or why left it open. But Sister Jean gave a pregame speech to the team, and it was more like a scouting report for Illinois. And then, sure enough, Loyola Chicago just trounced them. Sister Jean, 101 years old. We met her just a couple of years ago when they were in the Final Four, and here they are back in the Sweet 16, and Sister Jean is joining us once again. She was with us during that run, and here she is again. Sister Jean, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hello. Good.
Sister.
I'm fine.
Sister Jean, that was an inspirational pregame speech, but it wasn't. I thought it was a pregame prayer, but it turned into pretty much a scouting. You knew how to beat Illinois, didn't you?
Yeah, they don't shoot the basketball very well, and you saw how they settled for bad shots. They don't switch off picks. They have a tendency to stagnate on top and not really, when they're not pounded down low to Kofi, there's no cut to the basket. They end up making things much more difficult on themselves than our young men do. So I figured that if you made them play from the perimeter, they would be their own worst enemies. And I was right about that.
No, you were, Yeah, you were dead on. Yeah. And here we are again. How is it that you guys are you're getting to Loyola Chicago's not supposed to be this good, Sister Jean? How are you guys getting that players? With God intervening on this on your behalf?
Well, this is the way I see this. We are supposed to be that good, and we did make a Final Four. And your part of the problem, the mainstream media continues to, y'all need to stop calling us out of our name and put some respect on it, because this squad has been doing this and putting in work for a long time.
Week.
And you saw Illinois got real lippy because they're in the same state, and they ran up on us and caught a two-piece. And so you can catch that two-piece, too, if you're not careful with how you treat our young men. You better stop calling us out of our name as a Cinderella, because we're not a Cinderella. We're the Alpha Wolves in this bracket. So, you know, this region, we run this region. We run, it runs through Loyola, Chicago. And if you're going to run up, you're going to get done up. And that's
so,
the truth of
You're going to get run up.
You heard her, John.
You're going to get
You heard
you're
her.
You're going to get done up. It's and ask the guy with the mask.
So,
he looks like he's Phantom of the Opera, but with a broke jumper.
Yeah, there's Sister Jean. Are you from, because you got Woik and Y'alls in there. I mean, where are you from originally, Sister Jean?
I'm from the nunnery.
The nunnery? Well, you're so long ago. Do you remember where you started or where you were born or something?
I don't recall. I know where I am now.
Mm-hmm. No,
on
no.
On top of this winner's bracket. Mm.
Sister Jean from the streets. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah, I heard. Sister Jean.
I tell you that now. I know where I am now. I'm in the hands of the Lord, and I'm up here knocking out one seat. I bet you didn't know that.
I know. I know that, Sister Jean. I know that.
Remember when I told y'all to play that money line on us last time? I hope you caught some of that money line action on this one, too.
You know what? I didn't.
I know I did.
Okay, so coming up, you guys are big. Now, you're right. People putting some respect on them, like you said, on Loyola Chicago, 7-point favorite over Oregon State right now. Oregon State out of the Pac-12, you're out of the Little Missouri Valley Conference.
You better watch yourself, John. That's another time. The Little Missouri Valley Conference?
Well, I'm familiar with the Missouri Valley, and it's
Sister Jean, I know you've come to prominence and fame because of the last run. Do you do any voice work for, like, cartoons? You sound like Herbert from Family Guy.
No, not to my recollection, but, well, if they want to call me, I, you know, have that check ready. We can talk. Sister Jean's not doing things for free.
No.
I don't ask you to do your work for free. Don't ask Sister Jean to put in a day's work for free either.
No. Nobody's asking you, Sister Jean.
Hold on. What did you say about Missouri? What about the conference? What did you get to say in a while ago?
Missouri Valley. I mean, you were 24-4 this year, but you ain't playing nobody, right? I mean, let's be real.
That's interesting. How many Final Fours have you been to the last 4 years?
Well, I got a team that's right now, University of Houston.
No, but she's asked you a question. How many Final Fours have you been to, John?
Well,
how many Final Fours have you been to?
Well, I haven't been to any Final Fours, but here's but we got a team now.
Wow.
Right? I mean, that's
so you're talking about level competition when you don't know what a Final Four looks like, John.
Maybe you don't know what it looks like. You've been gone for so long.
Well, It's funny. I'm looking up your bio here. So, with the y'alls and Woik and all that stuff. So you're from San Francisco. That doesn't sound. Your accent is really kind of funny for somebody from San Francisco.
You sound like somebody who's from a trash can. Like Oscar Grouch. You sound like somebody who likes the devil.
No.
Oh, well.
No.
You may be dead on there.
Why are you putting in the devil's work right now?
I don't know if you heard. I don't know if you heard, sister. I'm on Team Easterby here, okay? Have you had any dealings?
I don't even know what that means. I'm on
Team Easterby. That's right.
I'm going to pray for you, though.
I'm not sure. Are you sure you're a woman of God and you don't know who Jack Easterby is? Are you sure about this? Have you not?
He hasn't been mentioned to me one time.
Okay, when you meet up with University of Houston, I'm sure you'll find out about it because he's running this city.
What are you even talking about?
Well, that's...
I'm supposed to be calling to talk about the tournament.
Okay,
she makes a point, John.
Yeah,
I don't have a lot of time left, so let's get to the games. I don't want to be fooling with your nonsense.
No, we're not. I don't want to fool around. Listen, I mean, getting just that you were able to get there. Have you been vaccinated, Sister Jean? Are you everything good?
I sure have.
You have been? That's nice. Mm-hmm. Are you still teaching at Loyola Chicago, or what's your role there now? Just basketball fan? What's going on?
Just say prayers for people, pick games.
You doing any recruiting?
Yeah, you can.
You helping them recruit at all?
No. Mm-hmm. Pickle vegetables, pick winners, you know.
Yeah, because a lot of schools will have, you know, the women right there. A lot of schools will have the women help out with the recruiting.
Put people in check like you.
What did you just ask her?
I just asked if she's helping out with recruiting. Like, a lot of schools will have the women there.
The women? She's a sister. What do you mean, the women?
Well, Sister Jean might be helping. She's famous. Sister Jean is famous, okay?
You know what those women are alleged to have done. You think Sister Jean is doing that?
No, I just asked if she's helping out with recruiting.
I've got my own bobblehead.
You got what?
Do you have a bobblehead?
No, I don't have a bobblehead.
You been to a Final Four?
No, I have not been to a Final Four. I think we're clear about that.
Man, Sister, I don't even know why. We're not even on the same level.
No, we're not.
You need to get on my level.
Well, no, you're a lot closer to God than I am.
You need to get on my level. You run up and you get done up because it's a come up.
Sister Jean, you got bars apparently. Do you have your favorite music to get yourself ready to watch your favorite team play?
What's that now?
Do you have music to get yourself ready to watch your team play? Because it sounds like you have bars, so you might listen to rap a little bit.
No, just some Gregorian chant.
That's it?
Well, they put a little beat behind it.
Remix?
Wait, who's putting a beat behind it? Slim Thug?
Yeah, Tiesto.
Tiesto? I wouldn't have put that on you, Sister Jean.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Yeah, it's from the one guy with the mustache.
Hmm? What? That guy? Okay. I would have thought
our center who doesn't have much muscular definition.
Who's that, Del? Do we know?
I don't know.
Hawkwig or something.
She's in a realm. Do you listen to Deadmau5, Sister Jean?
Big Mouth?
No, that's a cartoon. Deadmau5.
Smash Mouth?
No.
Just forget about
Never
it.
Mind.
Never mind.
Never mind.
Guy Fieri is the lead singer on Smash Mouth.
That is not Guy Fieri. That's a different gentleman.
Was. My eyes aren't so good anymore.
No, I would have thought the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Somebody else told me.
What?
He's singing Smash Mouth.
She's singing Smash
Mouth. I don't have time.
No, I know you don't.
She just hung up on
us. Just hung up. Sister G.
I think she was, let's talk about basketball, nothing else. We did that last time. I was interested in more about Sister Jean. You crossed the line.
What did I cross the line?
You suggested that she would help in recruiting.
Sister Jean's famous. That would be the first person I'd take.
Loyola Chicago isn't in the SEC. They don't do that with the sisters.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, does she help recruit? I didn't say anything inappropriate.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
I don't think we're ever going to have her on. You crossed the line.
No. Sister Jean will be back when they're in the Final Four.
After you get done up. Because you're running up.
Sister Jean said, run up, you're going to get done up.
Yeah, and it's a come up. She added that at the end, too.
Oh, no, we're not asking that. People here are just ridiculous, some of the things. Some of the things that they say on Twitter. I wonder if Sister Jean's on the Twitter.
I feel like it's unlikely. Yeah. I don't think she has time. She kept telling us. She don't have a lot of time left. She's just here to watch ball.
That's all. That's all she... She does sound a little like SEC guy's mother or grandmother.
See, I thought Herbert the pervert was.
She did. And she's from San Francisco originally. Uh-huh. She sounds like she's related to Lou Holtz and Uncle Drayton. Okay.
Oh, that doesn't sound anything
like Changa Drayton. Catch a two-piece.
She did say that.
She did.
She's in Chicago. It's not like it's rough now in Chicago.
It is rough in Chicago.
Not since you've been gone. It's gotten rougher.
You come up, if you run up, guess what happens?
You get done up.
That's right. By Sister Jean.
Sister Jean will tell you.
That's right. No,
she's not playing with you.
No,
and she said, don't call Loyola Chicago out of their name either.
No, that's put some respect on them. She said she did say put some respect on them. I know that. So,
when's the last time you were in a Final Four, John?
I apparently,
yeah,
I haven't been.
Have you ever been there?
I've never been there. So that is something. No, Sister Jean's right. Hey, we're blasting through March and the madness. It continues tonight and next weekend. And listen, your bracket is busted, so it's time to just bet individual games, and you do that at MyBookie. Get some action in on the games, or you can bet props. You can bet futures, too. Who's going to win the whole thing? Has it changed? Well, since you had Illinois, it's got to change. Get started now. Go to mybookie.ag. Sign up. Use promo code BET975 to secure a deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's promo code BET975 to claim your first deposit bonus. You got college hoops, NBA, NHL, no matter what the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands, and they have live in-game betting. Choose from thousands of lines and odds. You can turn any game day into a payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. The number to get in here to hang out with us. You are more than welcome to hang. Anything from this weekend, let's go. What have... Well, we haven't talked to Deshaun in a while, and I think that's illegal in the city of Houston if you have a talk show and you don't talk about Deshaun about every minute. Developments from this weekend, the press conference, apparently there's 17 women now that have come forward, or 22. It's hard to keep up. Hard to keep up with how many. Tony Busby says they've got ready and waiting and already filed 12, at least 5 more, and then who knows. He is also, so he says he's sending it. There was some controversy over whether or not Tony had sent it to the police department or the police department was investigating. We know the NBA is investigating, or the NFL rather is investigating, but apparently now he's sending his information to the DA, and we'll see whether or not the DA is going to look into it or not. But as of now, this is just civil. Someone on Instagram, we don't even know if she is a masseuse. She is a very interesting looking woman. She says that she's given multiple massages to Deshaun and nothing sexual ever occurred. So if he's not going after her, he ain't going after none of these girls.
That's how logic works.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, logically.
I don't think that one's going to catch.
I don't know.
Oh, another Instagram girl who gave him lots of massages. Like,
yeah.
Look, if
she's really hot. Groin
massaged or your glutes for the purposes of the job that he does, the work that he does, there are sports massage therapists. He clearly didn't go to them. He went to Instagram.
Well, he had to because of COVID, Lance. That's what came out.
None of this is believable.
That's what came out.
I know it came out. Be serious for a second. Do you believe any of this?
No.
Okay. No. Deshaun was getting his freak on. He wasn't careful.
Allegedly.
He did it publicly.
Allegedly.
All allegedly. And now you have some that I think are probably... You know, he's going to have some women come forward now because you can do it now in anonymity, frankly.
Well, right.
The first few were the ones who had, really.
Let's see if she's going to testify in the civil, if there is a civil trial. If she testifies now.
You're talking about the one that, and by the way, this is, Deshaun's group didn't hold her out. She's just somebody who showed up on.
Are you sure?
On social media.
Are you sure?
What I'm saying is they didn't put her out there.
How do you know?
Did they say they did? Did they point to her as one that you need?
But that's what I'm saying. You don't do that. You don't do that.
But I'm saying, that's what I'm saying.
She just came forward voluntarily, Lance. We didn't know anything about her.
Well, even if she does, this is the one you want coming forward voluntarily? This is
Lala?
The one?
Lala.
Her you Cash App in her profile?
You want a licensed massage therapist.
Well, but you want somebody hot so that it proves that he's not just doing it for sex.
Do you know what proof actually means?
I'm using the word loosely, but you want the jury or the judge to see, well, because if it was somebody, if it was a guy that gives him a massage or it was a woman that's not at all attractive, well, no wonder he didn't go for it. This one is smoking hot and he didn't.
It's almost like they are. Like, you're the one guy they're going after.
And hope 12 of him are in the jury.
This is the way to work this thing.
They better hope you're the judge or they get 12 of you to be on the jury.
Well, it makes sense. No, if she wasn't attractive, everybody go, well, no wonder he didn't go for it.
And then I have to believe that he didn't get sexual with her as well, whoever you are.
If he didn't go for this one, guess what?
And provide me with evidence that you ever gave Deshaun a massage, or maybe you're a clout chaser who would like to, drum up some interest in yourself.
That's how quick you could do that.
Well, she's team Deshaun, that's for sure.
Apparently, it was really professional and he never got aroused.
I love this, though. This is so unbelievable. This is so unbelievable. I mean, that there was a tweet about, well, the cops have said, he never contacted us about this. Tony Busby never contacted us or gave us any information. So we know. So if anybody thinks that we're looking into it, we're not. And then everybody, because he's innocent. Because Deshaun wouldn't do it. How does anybody know?
No one knows.
No one knows.
Some people, but none of us know.
Yeah, none of us. I mean, but the people that are squarely behind him because he can play football, this is the amazing thing.
You know how embarrassing I feel it is for people like that? Like, I don't know him, but he throws a football really well. He's on my team, so he's got to be right.
And they,
he's got to be great.
Innocent.
Yeah, why? Why do you think that?
This is the same thing for musicians. It's the same thing for the Taylor Swift people who will fight you over anything. The R. Kelly backer, there really shouldn't be any R. Kelly backers at all anymore. I mean, we should be at zero.
But there probably
Michael
are.
Michael Jackson, people will, everybody. There are people of any age, any race, any socioeconomic platform. Michael Jackson is different. Michael Jackson, because people had such great feelings about, if somebody gives you great personal feelings, you just don't want it to be true because then all that excitement you had is not true anymore. Here's the thing. We don't know anything about Deshaun and what happened here, but I can tell you in a general sense, the public persona that you get, James is one of the few people that I think what you see is what you get. But there's a lot of guys who, man, I hear this all the time. What's a great guy? What a great guy. Well, you don't know if these guys are great guys.
Mm-hmm.
They put a certain foot. That goes for anybody.
Yeah.
And not just athletes. That goes for anybody. So just because I heard this comment about Deshaun. Well, I never heard anything in college or the pros up to this point, so this can't be true. That's such a flawed. First of all, number one, once you get money and prestige and access, a lot of people change as they get older, you know, because you didn't hear anything when he was 20. And a lot of athletes, also, by the way, a lot of stuff doesn't get out when guys are in college. I'm not saying Deshaun did it. What I'm saying is, I think that one is not, I get why you would say that. And Deshaun doesn't seem like that kind of guy, his public persona. But at the same time, I'm just telling you, years of doing this, the public personas many times are different than the private personas. That's just true. And many times when you have people who have power or access, politicians, movie stars, look at the Me Too stuff. You can believe some of the stuff we would read. I've been shocked that Me Too hasn't hit athletes. If you really want to know the truth, I think it's been staggering that Me Too hit Hollywood, Louis C.K., just Morgan Freeman, obviously the stuff you saw the stuff with Tom Fiddleswitch or whatever his name is.
Tom Fiddleswitch.
What's his name from Pied Piper from Middle Ditch?
I know you're talking about.
He's in trouble for something now.
Is he really? The night manager? Is that him?
Oh, that's Huddleston.
Oh, same
no,
thing.
No. This is the guy from Pied Piper from Pied Piper is a company. It was Silicon Valley, the show on HBO. But anyway, he's also a comedian. But what I'm saying is, are you not shocked that Me Too came for a bunch of people and you never knew who was going to get it next? How in the world, knowing what you know and what I know, how in the world has this not hit athletes yet?
Well,
athletes have been involved in.
I'm sure it's
so
hit a bunch
of this stuff.
I know, but I'm sure it's hit. There are a lot of athletes.
Publicly, have you heard anyone come out and Me Too athletes? Where has that big movement been? This should have 100% come out. Yeah. I would have expected the same thing to happen when they were happening to the celebrities, but it didn't happen with athletes. And I thought, this is strange, but at some point it's going to turn. I wonder if this is going to be a turning point where you start to hear women come out about other athletes.
Yeah, maybe. 857 ESPN 97.5 7137803776 if you'd like to get in here. We'll get her on the other side here. Right now, let's talk a little Texas Star, or no, not Texas Star Grill Shop. Let's talk a little Generators, Lance.
How about my friends over at Generator Supercenter? Chris and everyone over there do such a great job of making sure that they get a generator for you that is going to keep you and your family protected and give you that peace of mind. Hopefully, you'll never need it. But one thing we found is with the storms that we have, obviously this ice storm, we didn't see that coming. Have you noticed we're having 50-year storms every couple of years now? There's a 50-year flood. There's a 100-year flood. There's a 100-year hurricane. This is a 200-year freeze. Yeah, well, it's happening a lot now. And when your electricity goes out and it stays out, that is not only an inconvenience, it can be extremely dangerous in excessively cold or excessively hot weather. That's why my friends at Generator Supercenter, who are the number one dealers of the Generac automatic standby generator, are waiting for you. And they've got, by the way, work available too. So if you're a technician, a helper, a salesperson, you can check in over there and see about getting employment with a booming business right now at Generator Supercenter. Get that peace of mind from GeneratorSupercenter.com.
ESPN 97.5.